WWA podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Yeah, hello one and all. Welcome along. It's the FWA podcast for another week. And delighted to say that we've got Steve Bates with us this week, the chief football writer for the Sunday People. You well, Steve?
Yes, good. Thanks, Lee. Cheers.
Good. Busy weekend. We've got the Masters. We've got the Grand National. Of course, we've got the Premier League returning as well. Wanted to pick your brains today, Steve, about the Manchester Derby. I think when Manchester City first came on the scene with all the money, there was a genuine feeling that this game could shape the Premier League for the next decade. You know, this would be the big game of the season. It kind of went off the boil a little bit last year, of course, with Manchester United's season. And to be honest, you, 3 or 4 weeks ago, you might not have thought it was that important this year either. All of a sudden, this is a crucial game for both clubs, and arguably, I mean, you could, maybe it's been a little bit over dramatic, but you could arguably see the pendulum swinging back to the red half of Manchester, couldn't you? If they win,
yeah, well, you certainly could, Lee, and you know, you're spot on. Usually, this game has been brought into really sharp focus by the fact that both United and City, sort of apart from last season, have been vying for titles against each other. Now they're not doing that this season, ironically, but it's still, as you say, a massive, massive game for both clubs. I mean, City are obviously on the crest of a slump at the moment, having lost two or three games in the last few weeks and gone out of the Champions League as well. So for them, it really, really is a crucial weekend. And of course, Manchester United, they have got the reverse fortune of actually being on a good run of form, beating Tottenham absolutely fantastic as they won away at Liverpool, and beating Villa. So they're on a bit of a charge. And as you say, it's although there's no title, Premier League title at stake, you might say, this time, there's still going to be lots riding on it, and that's going to make it a really, really tasty derby, I think.
William Hill can't separate them in the betting. 17-10 for both the clubs to win, and the biggest prize of the three is the draw. City have got this fantastic record, haven't they, as well, going into this over recent years, and you know that there are usually goals. Do you think they can raise themselves for this? They seem to be playing like a team who can't really muster the enthusiasm to finish second, if you get what I mean. I think it was Martin Keown said to me last year that once you've been a champion, it's very hard to motivate yourself to be a loser, which is anything from top down, you know. And yeah, I wonder if there's a bit of that in City at the minute. The manager may be going into the season, they just seem a bit lacklustre, don't they?
It is, you know, they've kind of like sort of taken the foot off the gas a little bit, and they've gone off the boil, and you can't really turn form on and off. I know they're all kind of champing at the bit for this game, obviously, because it's a chance to put to bed a few sort of bad results that they've had, particularly the game at Palace early in the week. But you just can't turn form on and off like that. And you do get the feeling that City, because they feel they can't catch Chelsea, really. Chelsea are not going to slip up now, I'm certain of that. Because they can't catch them, then their focus is gone, really. They were probably thinking, oh, well, we're going to finish top four. But to be honest with you, if United win on Sunday, I would have still expect City to finish in the top four, but nothing can be guaranteed, I don't think, at the minute, particularly with Arsenal sort of charging on as well. And you know, it only takes for Liverpool or Tottenham to put a sort of 5-6 game winning run together at the end of the season, and whoever's in that fourth place, be it United or City, could find themselves looking over the shoulder. So it's a vital 3 points for either team on at the weekend. But I just think United have got some good momentum behind them at the moment, and my bet for that game would be that United would just edge it. But you wouldn't be surprised either way again if City were to nick it as well.
True, yeah. The William Hill are betting without Chelsea, so to finish second effectively. Arsenal are the favourites in that market, given the league table and the running, I guess, and they're away at Burnley this weekend, of course. Man City are second favourites, 15-8, and Man United are the outsiders of the three. They're at 3-1, and you know, you look at, if Man United do win this game, they've got Chelsea after that, they've got Everton, they've got West Brom away at Crystal Palace, but they've still got Arsenal to play, haven't they? That penultimate game of the season at Old Trafford.
I know, but you would imagine, Lee, wouldn't you, by then, that perhaps the big prizes have been decided by that point, and you know, maybe the Champions League positions have also been decided by that point as well. So that game, although on the face of it, United Arsenal looks a big game. It could well be that doesn't really matter very much in the swim of things in terms of those teams qualifying for a top four position. What it could mean, of course, is that either of those teams might need points to make sure they don't finish fourth and have to pre-qualify at the beginning of August for Champions League.
Yeah, very true indeed. So those odds available under the Premier League banner. There's also betting on the top four, of course, relegation. There's relegation doubles and relegation trebles. Lots of points to be fought for this weekend. Let's have a look at a few of these. We'll look at the top teams that we haven't looked at already. First of all, Chelsea away at QPR, which is the Sunday. Sunday afternoon game, 1:30 game. QPR, again, they score goals under Chris Ramsey. Scored seven in the last two. They're only beating 2-1 at Stamford Bridge. A few people have said to me they've got a little bit of a funny feeling about this game. Do you think QPR can trouble Chelsea here?
Well, listen, they've got a shocking home record, haven't they, QPR?
Yeah.
Of late against sort of the big teams. I'd be very surprised if Chelsea were to lose that one. The QPR have improved their away form, but I think, you know, they're still going to be vulnerable to Chelsea on Sunday lunchtime. I think the winning line now is so close for Chelsea that you're looking at Mourinho and his team and thinking, you know, they're not going to slip up until they've got this title in the bag. You know, there's a steely determination about them, and I think as you quite rightly say, although QPR have hit the goals recently, seven in the last two, you know, trying to get past John Terry and company is going to be a much more difficult task on Sunday, and I can only see one winner, to be honest there.
Yeah, Burnley versus Arsenal is another intriguing one. You could probably say the same thing for Arsenal you just said about Chelsea. Burnley might make it hard, but Arsenal should do it in the end, shouldn't they?
Well, look, I'm going to that game tomorrow, and you know, the last sort of game I did at Burnley was about 3 or 4 weeks ago where Man City were in town.
Yeah.
And, of course, we all know what happened that night to City. Burnley pulled off a fabulous win. And, you know, they're quite capable of doing that again, especially to Arsenal. You know, Arsenal have got, you know, a problem sometimes when it comes to these kind of encounters where the opposition are in your face right from the first minute. You're expected to win the game and it doesn't always turn out that way. You know, Sean Dyche is, you know, for me, if he manages to keep Burnley up, which, you know, he's still got a chance of doing, then he would be a fantastic shout for Manager of the Year in my book, because of the togetherness, the team spirit, the hunger that he's got his players enthused with. And I can see them giving Arsenal a real rough ride on tomorrow evening.
As far as going... getting a draw out of it? Or?
I think so, yeah. Listen, I think they're quite capable. I mean, if they can replicate the form that they showed against Man City and that hunger and that kind of energy and tempo that they played with against City, then they've certainly got a chance. I mean, obviously, that game when they played City a few weeks ago, that was just before when City went to Barcelona, so maybe they had an eye on the Champions League as well, City, that night, and Arsenal obviously got no real distractions other than the FA Cup semi-final against Reading the following week. But, you know, I think such is the top four at the minute that, you know, nobody can afford to take their eye off the ball. If you're in that top four, you've got to make sure you pick up points. So I think it could be one of the cracking matches and one of the games of the weekend.
Yeah, Liverpool play Newcastle on Monday night. Liverpool widely expected to win that one. Another intriguing game is, you know, not really top four aspirations anymore, Tottenham, but they're at home to Villa. Villa are one of the three of the relegation threatened teams who are away from home at 3 o'clock kickoffs on Saturday. Villa at Tottenham, Hull at Southampton and Leicester at West Brom. I mean, all three of those teams could feasibly lose, and you could be where you are at the moment. Are there any of those three who could get a point or more, do you think, Steve?
You know, that's a big game for Villa, isn't it, at Tottenham?
Yeah.
Big game for them. You know, Tim Sherwood going back to Tottenham. You know, Tottenham have sort of dropped off it a little bit in terms of perhaps being genuine top four candidates now. So Villa, having lost last time out of Manchester United and then had the draw with QPR, I think they're going to be desperate for the points. And that's going to be, you know, probably, well, they're all cup finals, aren't they, for Villa at the moment. But that's certainly one of them.
Yeah, Southampton are such a miserly team at home, aren't they? Second best home defence.
Yeah.
And Hull don't score enough goals, you would think, not to get anything out of that, all things being equal.
Yeah, listen, I know Southampton have sort of dropped away a little bit from the where they were a few weeks ago, but they're still going to be favourites at home, aren't they, to beat Hull? And I think Hull are struggling at the moment, not only to score sort of the goals they need, but also the conceding goals as well. And, you know, I think if you're looking at that sort of bottom six, seven clubs, you know, Hull do look like a team that could kind of, you know, fall into it
Yeah, they do. They look like they're in. They need a result from somewhere. Leicester. It's kind of been the story of Leicester's season. I watched quite a bit of Leicester, and they've been unlucky in a lot of games. You know, they've played well, and they're almost unlucky to meet West Brom now after having been beaten 4-1 by QPR, because Tony Pulis will have been drilling it into them all week that they keep a clean sheet. It's almost like they're going to come up against the stingy West Brom when QPR got the West Brom who kind of taken their eye off the ball.
Leaking goals, absolutely, yeah. I mean, Leicester remind me a little bit of Blackpool. I don't know if you remember Blackpool in the Premier League 3 or 4 seasons ago, and where they kind of were absolutely a breath of fresh air. And Leicester, in many ways, have been that way, and they've had some great games. They've lost narrowly, having sort of really put up a good show and scored goals as well. And I think it's the story of their season. I mean, you know, I do think they're doomed, to be honest with you. It's going to take a miracle to get them out of trouble. And but listen, having said that, if they win at West Brom, get some momentum going for the last sort of half dozen game of the season, who knows what can happen.
The only other game we haven't mentioned in terms of how important they are is the Sunderland Crystal Palace game. Yeah. It's the same odds actually as the Manchester derby, probably not quite as entertaining, if I'm not doing Sunderland and Crystal Palace a disservice there, but the way Palace are playing and the confidence they've got, you can see them going for this, can't you, Palace?
Yeah, I'm sure they will do. You know, it's Alan Pardew back up in the North East, isn't it? Sunderland had that fantastic win over Newcastle, so they'll be pumped up. There'll be a lot of sort of energy, I think, in their legs after that result. You know, if that had gone against them, I think, you know, they would be another team they'd be looking at who could drop down there. But I think that might give them some impetus and for the fight ahead. But again, Palace with their pace on the break, particularly Bolasie, particularly Zaha, you know, and Murray's in such fantastic form for them as well. That's going to be a real, real tough game for Sunderland.
If we had to give you some money and you had to put a bet on one thing this weekend in the Premier League, Steve, what would be your favourite?
Do you know what? I would honestly take a punt on Burnley beating Arsenal.
Right, 5-1 the price for that.
Yeah, I think I would have a gamble on that and go bold and see if that comes off.
Yeah, nice. 5-1 for Burnley to do to Arsenal what they did to Manchester City. Very good. Steve, thanks very much for your time.
No problem, Lee.
Appreciate it. Steve Bates there, chief football writer for the Sunday People. Thank you for Steve. We'll be back next week with more of the same, with another one of the writers from the Football Writers Association. You can check out this podcast at their website as well, footballwriters.co.uk. It's on Audio Boom, and if you subscribe via iTunes, the podcast gets delivered to your phone, your tablet or your PC. If you're having a bet on any of the Premier League action that we've talked about, then very best of luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.